What separates a good business from a great one? My answer, excellence. It's what transforms ordinary efforts into extraordinary results, and it's within your reach if you're willing to cultivate it. I mean, imagine building a business where every detail reflects excellence, from the way you serve your clients to how you lead your team. Today, we're diving into what it takes to cultivate excellence in your business. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Welcome to another episode, and we're going to explore strategies, mindsets, and tools to help you as an entrepreneur build your business and a life that you actually love. I'm your host, Anne Mariah, and in this episode, we're talking about the concept that can truly elevate your entrepreneurial journey, cultivating excellence. This isn't about perfection, but about pursuing the highest standards in everything you do and consistently. I once worked with an entrepreneur who was passionate about their business, but they so struggled with inconsistency. They had great ideas, they had great drive, but their execution was so poor. Some days you'd find that they were really engaged, but on other days, important details would just slip through the cracks, and it actually began to show in the business's performance. One day, after a critical deadline had been missed, they realized that if they wanted to be taken seriously, and they did at that point because they wanted to do some really big things, and if they wanted to retain their clients, and if they wanted their business to really hit the mark of going to the next level, some things were going to have to change. They would need to cultivate excellence. And not just when it was convenient, but honestly, as a way of life. So we started working together to implement certain practices that would bring up the level of excellence to every area of the business. So this looked like communicating the vision and values with clarity to everyone in the business, equipping the team, putting in place processes, and also reviewing their own leadership. Within months, the change was honestly evident. Clients noticed the improvement, projects were delivered on time, and the business began to thrive in ways that they hadn't imagined before. What was the difference? They had made a commitment to show up in excellence in all the different aspects of the business every single day. And honestly, I remember the excitement at reaping the rewards of that. So what are these things that that were put in place, and what might that look like for you? The first one has to do with actually setting high standards and sticking to them. Excellence starts with setting high standards for yourself as a business owner, for your team, and for your business. It's about deciding that you're not going to just settle for good enough, but you're going to go beyond what's good enough. This means paying attention to every detail, from how you communicate with your team, with your clients, with partners, to the quality of work that you deliver. Excellence doesn't just happen by accident, it's intentional. So look into your own business. Define what excellence looks like for you. What does exceptional service mean to you? What should your products or services achieve for your clients? Write these down and communicate them clearly to your team. Put in place as processes that support them to succeed, and regularly review the standards so that everyone understands the level of quality that's expected. The second thing, be consistent. Excellence isn't a one-time effort. It's about being consistent, even when it's hard. It's easy to give your best effort, at least I found that for myself, when you have a new project, when you have a new client, it's just exciting. But what does it look like if it's just a routine day. You still need to show up in excellence in those days when no one's watching. Consistency is what will ultimately build trust and credibility. Credibility with your team, credibility with your clients and with your partners. So develop routines, develop habits that promote consistency. What are some of the things you need to do as an individual on a daily basis? Put in a schedule and begin checking in with your team. You know, how are they doing? What's coming up for them? Following up with your clients, checking in on them, maintaining product quality, reviewing regularly whether your business processes are actually serving the business, and consistency ultimately in doing these things will build a foundation for a successful business. What's the third thing? The third thing is investing in continuous improvement. The thing about excellence is that it's not static. You actually need to be constantly growing and learning. The best entrepreneurs are looking for ways to improve their skills, looking for ways to build up their teams, to improve their businesses. So excellence does require a mindset that's open to feedback, willing to learn from mistakes, and driven by the pursuit for growth. So schedule some time to reflect on yourself, on the business, and find areas that need improvement and work on those. And what you'll find is when you begin to build this in, and so for example, if you've completed a project, ask yourself, ask the team, what could we have done better? What went well? What do we need to do differently? As you're intentional in implementing what you're learning, you're going to find that you're able to refine your approach. And the other thing as part of this continuous improvement could be like finding opportunities to attend trainings, attend mentorship programs, and learn new skills. And so as you keep doing this, you sharpen your ability to be excellent. What's the fourth thing? Leading by example. Listen, if you want to cultivate excellence in your business, it starts with you as a business owner. As a business leader, your team are looking to you to set the tone. If you show up in excellence, being on time, being prepared, being focused, they'll follow suit. But if you cut corners, don't be surprised if they do the same. We do what we observe a lot more than what we're told. So model the behavior you want to see in your business if excellence matters to you. Demonstrate it in your everyday actions. When you lead with excellence, you actually inspire your team to do the same, and that collective effort will elevate your entire business. Cultivating excellence isn't just about what you do, it's also about how you do it. It's about setting high standards, being consistent, always improving, and leading by example. These are the principles that will move the needle and grow your business. I'd love to hear from you. How do you cultivate excellence in your business? What's been the biggest challenge you faced in maintaining high standards? And if you could share your experiences with me in the comments, I'd really appreciate that. Or reach out in social media. Let's keep this conversation going and learn from one another's journeys. I really believe that we learn from one another. And as we do so, we will build businesses that reflect the very best of what we can achieve. So thank you for tuning into this episode. If you found value in today's discussion, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode within your networks. Together, we can build a community of entrepreneurs committed to excellence, growth, and lasting success.